Wes, last week we said winter is coming. This week, it's definitely here. And Lambeau Field could be a snow globe for the second game in a row. It's time for final thoughts. All right, Wes, what's at stake?
Mike, this is a chance for the Green Bay Packers to make a statement. They got two consecutive wins, both badly needed. Needed to beat Houston, needed to beat Philadelphia. But now the Seattle Seahawks, a division-leading team coming into Lambeau Field. This is a chance to show everybody that, you know what, this team can contend. They're in the thick of this thing. And a really good opportunity to propel themselves here into this final stretch of NFC North Division games.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely a game for the Packers to announce themselves. And the other thing that's at stake is just where you stand in the NFC North. If you lose to the Seahawks and the Detroit Lions hold serve at home against the Bears, you're three games back with three games to go, which means there is no more wiggle room whatsoever. Packers need to win this game to stay at a minimum two games behind Detroit heading into the final three, which are all division games for the Packers. Wes, how about a player to watch?
Mike, I give you Clay Matthews. Last week was really limited by that shoulder, but seemed like he got a pretty good diagnosis with it this year, making some progress with it. Packers are going to be in a really interesting spot because they won't have Nick Perry in this game. You don't have Kyler Fackrell, so they're going to need Matthews to be an outside rusher for them. But at the same time, you look at that game they had last year against Seattle here at Lambeau Field. One of the reasons they had as much success as they did defensively is Matthews was largely taking away Jimmy Graham in that matchup. So it's going to be really important for Dom Capers picking the right way to use Matthews and also being cognizant in keeping that shoulder from, you know, taking on any more significant damage.
Yeah, we'll be watching Matthews closely for sure. And my player to watch is on the offensive side of the ball, and it's Randall Cobb. We've seen the impact that he's had on punt returns now over the last couple of ball games. And you look at the receiving core for the Packers. A few weeks ago, Jared Cook was the big guy. Then it was Davante Adams in Philadelphia. Then it was Jordy Nelson against the Houston Texans. It's Randall Cobb's turn. It's his day to have a big game. It's the little things, Wes. Give me one for Sunday.
Mike, you said in the opening, the weather is probably going to play a factor into this game in some shape or form. We don't know how much snow. We don't know when it's going to hit, but it seems to be in the forecast. Now, Mike McCarthy said they aren't really going to focus on that until their Saturday preparation, but it is something that has to be in the back of their minds because coming off of that game against Houston, we saw the kind of impact it can have on both teams. So for Seattle coming in here, not always accustomed to these conditions playing the NFC West, could be a big advantage for the Packers. And really, it's just going to be interesting to see how much exactly does fall here at Lambeau Field.
Yeah, and my little thing is a little guy, you might say, for Seattle, and that's Tyler Lockett in the return game. This guy is really explosive. He can change a ball game on special teams. He'll take a jet sweep handoff on offense as well and make a big high-impact play. I talked about Randall Cobb in the last segment on punt returns. This return game for the Seattle Seahawks with Lockett is dangerous, and the Packers did a great job a couple weeks ago against Philadelphia's explosive return game. As Mike McCarthy said, they need the same effort against the Seahawks. Wes, I say the Packers win if quarterback Aaron Rodgers outplays quarterback Russell Wilson. We don't know what the weather's going to bring. We know the Seahawks are going to try to run the ball and all that. This is a game that comes down to star power. The two stars of this game are Rodgers and Wilson. The Packers need Aaron Rodgers to be the better player at Lambeau Field on Sunday to win this ballgame.
Yeah, we'll be interested to see, too, if Rodgers could help take away maybe some of that stuff in the secondary of the Seattle Seahawks with Earl Thomas missing this game. For me, though, Mike, I look at it as taking away that supporting cast for Wilson. There's a lot of weapons he has in this offense. We touched on a few, but with Thomas Rawls back, you have Jimmy Graham, Doug Baldwin, being able to limit their opportunities like they did last year at Lambeau Field in week two. That's the biggest key. Don't allow him to get comfortable. Don't allow Wilson to get into a rhythm early on. Packers could should walk out of here with a victory.
All right, sounds good to me. With that, we'll sign off on final thoughts for now, but stay tuned to Packers.com and all the social media channels for your in-game and post-game updates on Sunday. Thanks for watching. Enjoy the ball game, everybody.